Blog Talk Radio.
God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. My name is Ann Strickland. This is the Principles of Prosperity, and we are breaking the stronghold of poverty. So I'm excited tonight because you have this program tonight is going to set many of you free, and you're going to start enjoying your wealth and prosperity. And first of all, I just want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you for this opportunity. I thank you for using me for your purpose tonight and all these weeks and years and months, for your purpose to bring your people into the place where they're supposed to be, in that kingdom area, in the name of Jesus. So I just thank you now for using me, and I yield myself to you, Holy Spirit. So I want to thank everybody for listening to this program. I am excited because tonight I have the privilege of introducing someone who is going to help you. She's helped me, and she's going to help you. Her name is Pearl Holto. She is a credit expert, and she just mentioned to me that they call her their credit warriors, and that's what she's doing. She's an author, paralegal, credit expert. She has 5 credit books to her credit also. And there hasn't been, this is about the last talk show, because she's been on so many talk shows, CNN, Fox News, NBC, ABC, you name it. And now she's on Blog Talk Radio, The Principles of Prosperity with Ann Strickland, and I feel really blessed to have her. Pearl, I thank you for agreeing to come on tonight to speak to the people about credit and whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, well, that's great. That's good, Ann. Well, first I want to start by thanking you and thanking you for that introduction. It was a great introduction. And many people out there does not know their rights. And I always say, when you love your job, you can talk about it all night. So I can stay here for 4 hours if you allow me to. And I wasn't born a credit expert, but now I am. And because I am, it's trying to educate as many people out there and on the topics that they want to hear. But let's put it to good use, because I can talk about all these topics for hours, but let's touch the ones that concern the people out there. And they're going to relate to this. I mean, let's start with the one biggest problem that concerns the United States, and that is the bill collectors. We're going to start with the bill collectors.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody relates to it out there. I'm not just going to say bill collectors, because that's just 2 words. You know, I'm going to give you like a fast little story. You're home, you're watching your TV, good show's on, and the phone rings. And you answer it, and the person on the other line is telling you, you didn't pay your bill. You're going to have the police at your door, and then they're going to take money out of your account. Well, there goes the good movie, but there's relief out there. Because these people that are calling you, they're not allowed. It's illegal what they're doing. They're allowed to call you, but it's illegal what they're saying to you. And how it's illegal, they're not allowed to harass you. And many people does not know their rights. So the misinformation that's going on out there when somebody says, well, you have to pay your creditor. Yes, you have to pay your debts. But you have to pay the creditor, not the bill collector. Did you make a contract? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Did you make a contract with this second party who's a bill collector? The answer is no. Do you have to pay them? No. And Anne, of all people, I mean, you would know that when a bill collector contacts you, there's so many violations that's going on there. Now, let me tell the people the good news. The letters, I always say to my clients, I always say if you get 1 letter or 1,000 letters, you mail them to me. And the reason why, we do have a consumer protection attorney right on our staff, and all he does is sue bill collectors when they have a violation. It could be 1 violation. Now, what's a violation? A violation is if they're trying to threaten you in a letter. That's a violation. And one time I had this consumer protection show on my show, and I looked at a paper. It was a bill collector letter, and the other side I couldn't read. It was practically blank. And I said to him, I don't see any violations here. And he said, well, that's the violation. You can't read it. So bill collectors will do every trick in the book to try to get you to pay them. Your job is to get educated so you don't have to pay them and save your money. So, and when it comes to bill collectors, that's the worst person that a person could hear on the telephone. Don't change your number. Do not change your number. I mean, all you have to know is your rights and to know what to say to him so you're not paying him. Now we go to number two. The number two things that many, many people do, misinformation, and is wrong, is bankruptcy. Sounds like it's an easy way out, right? No. You go to an attorney, and you're saying, I'm getting harassed by all these bill collectors. Well, the attorney only knows bankruptcy laws, not credit laws. So he doesn't know what to say about the bill collectors. So what happens to this attorney, not through him not being educated, but lack of knowledge, because he wasn't taught this in law school. And I know this. I'm a paralegal, and I went to law school just to see what the attorneys knew. Nothing about credit laws. So he's going to put all your debts, and you're saying, oh, I'm free and clear, and that's it. No, it's not it. It's going to haunt you for 10 years. You think you're free. When you leave his office, you're not getting harassed by bill collectors. But when they tell you don't worry about the bill collectors harassing you, they're right there. But all you have to worry about now is having bad credit for 10 years. And I call it the 10-year curse in one of my books because it is a 10-year curse. Because I'm going to ask you a question. Everybody that's out there, do you want bad credit for 10 years or 30 days? And if it's 30 days, you do not want to file bankruptcy. And that's the worst thing. So keep this in your head when you're going to bill collectors and the bill collectors are harassing you and everybody's telling you, file bankruptcy, it'll be over. It won't be over. It's actually the start of your nightmare. And that's the sad part of it. So many people, they're getting all this information. They get it from their websites. They get it. They get it everywhere. And you know what I say to them? I say to them, if you're having a heart attack, you're going to go on your website to see how to recover, or you're going to go to your pharmacist and say, hey, how do I recover from this heart attack or heart bypass? What do I do? No, you're not going to do that. It sounds stupid. You want to go to the heart surgeon. Well, you want to go to the expert. You want to go to the credit expert. And that's what I do. And that's how I explain to people, hey, you don't want to go to your pharmacist. You don't want to go on the internet to say, I can do this myself. You can do it yourself, but you may make a mistake with your life or your credit life. You know, and all of the people out there has to understand, you know, it's many things when it comes to credit. It's knowledge. You don't have to be, you know, an Einstein just to have good credit. And we're going into that next, too, because would you rather have bad credit that sit back to say, well, I'm going to have bad credit for 7 years, so I might as well just do what I have to do, and I can't get an apartment, I can't get a mortgage, I can't get a house, I can't get even a credit card because I have bad credit. So what you do is then you take the word of everybody that you're talking to, your friends, your neighbors, your family, and even attorneys. You're taking everybody's word because this is what they're hearing. But it's, again, it's misinformation. Misinformation. Credit can be cleared, and I'm saying cleared, corrected, in 30 days. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Sounds crazy. 30 days, not 7 years, 30 days. And when you hear this, when you say, oh, this has to be a scam, this has to be this. No, it's the law. It's the law under the Fair Debt Collection Act, under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. This is the law. The minimum is 30 days that all your negativity can be removed. Now, when somebody says, can everything be removed? I say to them, everything but the word bankruptcy. That's why I'm against it. Bankruptcy, I call it the 10-year curse because it's the only thing that cannot be removed from a credit report. Everything else, and I'll quote some laws, Section 611 under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, can be removed. It's all in disputing. It's all knowing everything there is to know about credit laws. If you knew everything. Now, I've done this for years. Over 20 years I've been doing this, so I know every law that's out there. And not to pat myself on the back, but I will. I know everyone. You can put me on a panel. They have, with credit bureaus, bill collectors, council services. And we're going to go into that because, you know, everybody says, well, what about these companies out there? What about the council services? What about the credit repairs? I'm against credit repairs. I'm almost like a credit repair, but I'm against it. The company that I have is called CreditRatesExpert.com. We call ourselves the Credit Warriors for a reason, because we're fighting the system that's really foul play. Now, the foul play, I'm going to say, sometimes it's not the system. And why I say it's not the system has been doing this to you for years, for years.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't look at it. And the reason why you didn't look at it, it wasn't important. It wasn't important to you until it was in your own backyard. When it's in your own backyard, you panic. Now, you're panicking because you're getting harassed by a bill collector. You just got a divorce, and you don't know what to do. You're trying to get an apartment. You can't even get an apartment. And you're on a road where it's leading nowhere because you have a credit problem, and you don't know where to go. Well, now you know where to go. Now you know where to go. You're listening to it right now. And all the information that you're getting, you know, it's up to you. I can't force people to change their lives, but you can change your mindset. You can change a lot of things about your life. If you got divorced and you want good credit again, it happens. If you want to get the mortgage, it happens. And everything could be in your park, but this time you can't procrastinate. Because it's not just the government and the city and the bill collectors that are doing this. It's the people procrastinating. And once you stop procrastinating, sky's the limit. And I think as Ann knows, you know, as when people says, you know, I'm done in life, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. And some people don't even want to get married today because their husband or their wife's bad credit is hung on to theirs. That's pretty sad too. I just had a case today. If you're divorced and if you're trying to get married again and the one spouse has a bad credit or even a bankruptcy, you're in trouble, especially if you're going for a mortgage. You don't have to. It's just mere education about husband and wife. You don't need to put your spouse on a credit card. Put them on it as a mortgage, but not on a credit card. And everybody says, because you get married, you know, you have to live happily ever after and one with the other. Join forces. Wrong. And the reason why you don't join forces with your spouse, even after marriage, is for two reasons. Divorce and death. Because when you get a divorce, you just got his credit problems. You just got her credit problems. And death, same reason. Because the creditors now are going to go after you to pay all the bills. And if your husband or wife was deceased, they can't come after you. They can't do anything. Now, there's a lot of things going on now. I can hear you by saying, well, they froze my account. Can they freeze your account? I'm not going to say no, because attorneys do freeze accounts. Do I say it's legal? No, it's not legal. And it's to the point where they can do it, they do it, and then it's up to you to know your rights to say, hey, I got two people's names on this account. You're not allowed to do this, and they're not allowed to do it. So there's so much education when it comes to credit. Now, can credit be corrected? Can all this be corrected? You know, we became the credit warriors, and if you look under the creditrightsexpert.com, you're even going to see testimonials. And these testimonials are there. They were hurting people. We're out. Josie and myself, Josie Brenton is one of the credit warriors, and I'm the other credit warriors. But what we do is she teaches people the mindset. I do the credit. And we teach the mindset because it starts with the mindset. It starts with your mind. What can I do and how can I start it? And I received a call today from, it was a guy, and he said, you know what, now's the time to correct my credit. And I asked him, I said, why do you think is the time to correct your credit? He said, I've been divorced twice. He said, and I want to get married again. I said, why would you want to get married again if you're divorced twice and you had the same problem? He said, because I have so bad credit, now she's yelling at me and saying, I don't want to marry you because you have a credit problem. Then I'm going to have a credit problem and my score is high. Now let's go into that now. What everybody years ago, if you go back years ago and you applied for any type of credit, what did they do? They pulled up your Social Security number. And then with the Social Security number, they pulled up a copy of your credit report. Not today. Today, everybody in the world is talking about credit score, credit score. I'm so sick of it, I'll be honest with you. Credit score. Now, let me tell you what a credit score is. Don't go buy a credit score. Don't you go buy the credit score. A credit score is like, and remember this, it's like blood pressure. It goes up and down every day. If you're in an argument, you're in a fight, you're going outside, you're in bad traffic, your blood pressure is going to go up. But with credit score, it's the same thing. Your everyday, how you operate your bills, how you pay your bills, it's going to go up and down. Now, the bad news about a credit score, if you apply all over the place, and I mean all over the place, credit cards, mortgages, cars, loans, your score is going to go down. And your score is going to go down and you won't know why. And you can have all good credit and still have a poor credit score. So you have to watch who's pulling up your credit. They need the authorization, and you have to say to them, do not pull up my report. Don't pull up my credit report because I'm not giving you my authorization. I don't want my score to be lowered. So how do you do it? Well, you can get a report, a credit report. You can get your own credit report. And if you get your own credit report, then you show all these people, even though they have the right to pull it up, and they do, and they will. But you're explaining to them. You're teaching them something. You're teaching them by saying, you know, you pull up my score, and my score is going to be lowered, and that's going to stop me from something, and I'm not going to allow this. So you just taught him or her that question about a credit score. Credit score should not be your importance. What should be your importance is stop applying all over the place and only apply when you have to. And then don't think. When somebody or a client says to me, I think I have bad credit. You know what? I stop them and I say, just because you say you think you have bad credit, you either do or don't. You either know or you don't know, but you're guessing. And this is what you're doing. Your whole life is guessing on what your credit is. So when you go to a mortgage, don't you want to know? Don't you want to know you're approved? When you get that credit card and you're filling out the application, don't you want to know you're approved? Do you want to guess? No, you don't want to guess. So credit, as I said, I could talk for hours on credit. I love my job, and I love talking about it. And I can do it for hours and hours and hours to a person, even on the phone, as a consumer. If you needed questions answered, I always say pick up the phone, you know, and do everything and just listen and take it to stride. What do you think, Ann? What do you think of all this information?
I'm excited. This is so educational. You know, we need this. We need this. And I want you to explain a little more about credit can be cleared in 30 days.
I love it.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit? I mean, there's so
I love
many,
it.
There's so much on here. It's I'm telling you.
I know, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it's good. When you say credit can be cleared in 30 days, because people are thinking, I have no credit, I can't have any credit, and they just don't know. And here you are with the answers.
You know,
so can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I sure will, because I love it. I love it, and I get excited when I get an updated report, and the first report will come to me, and it'll say charge-offs, repossessions, foreclosures. It says all the bad stuff on it. And I actually love it. I mean, I shouldn't love it, but I do love it. And when I start disputing, and I use every law that's out there, every law that's out there, and when I dispute it, and I'm waiting, I am so impatient. I'm waiting for those reports to come in. And I mean, I'm impatient. Around the country, I'm impatient. But I want those reports to come in, and here's why. Once those reports come in and I compare it to the very first one, and I see delete, 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 remove, remove. I love it because I'm giving them hope. I'm giving them good news. Now, is it possible? Yeah, under the law, and you won't remember these laws, and I know it. Under the law of the Fair Credit Reporting Act, Section 611, I even know the quotes, states if you dispute a report, if you dispute an account on that report, then, well, it's not the creditor's job anymore. It's the credit bureau's. And even though the credit bureau may say, well, verified is accurate, No, it's not verified as accurate, because if you dispute it again, it would say delete it. So you know now they're not doing their job either. And they're not doing their job. I know, of all people I know, I've sued a credit bureau years ago and won for a consumer. I knew every law. No attorney understood it. I've had them as a talk show host. I had them on my show as guests. So we knew everything there was about credit. So a person does not have to wait 7 years. If you're looking for a mortgage now, if you're looking for a mortgage right now and you're listening, and you need that credit corrected, no matter what's on there, I don't care if it's foreclosures, judgments, whatever it's on there, and you say, hey, you know what, I've been called many titles, the miracle worker, the Don Quixote, the female rock, I've been called, I don't want to be called these titles, all I want is for you to get what you're after. And I tell the people on the back of the application that we send out, write what your gold is, because your gold is our gold. And our goal is to make sure you get what you want. Mortgage companies now, they love us because they're giving us clients that they would have had to turn down a long time ago. Now we'll say, Pearl, raise the score. And they love it because now they don't have to have one client, not one client that's turned down. Mortgage companies, real estates, they love us because but it's us getting the word around. I can't get the word out fast enough to the people. I mean, I can stay on the phone, which I do all day with consumers, educating them. But it's getting to, like I do seminars. Seminars are a great thing when it comes to it. And I think you were talking, Ann, about your company, whatever, is going in person. You know, when you're speaking at a seminar, you're face-to-face with these people. And you know their fears. You know their hurts. And you know what they want. Mm-hmm. And no one has ever yet said to me something that's strange. No one has ever so far, I mean, I can't say never, but never, no one has ever said to me, well, even though I have good credit, if you have good credit and a high score, you're going to get anything you want and everything's possible. And God, I think, is doing this. I think he's putting it in the right direction for people to be in a field. And I think he's putting all the right people together. Including you, Ann.
Yes.
He's putting all the right people together to contact one another.
He really is, because, see, you are right here on time, because people are in a situation, because you helped me out years ago. You cleared us up of a lot of things that I would have been in the same thing, you know, like you're saying, you know, when the real estate just fell, everything fell during that time. But I really have appreciated you, and I had a bill collector calling me, and that's when I called you. I said, I'm going to ask Pearl about this. I haven't spoken to you in years, and here we are.
I know. I know.
And you said, no, you don't owe them anything.
I know. And I'm strong, too, now. I'm strong.
And then that's when the Lord moved on me to invite you to come on this show. And you have to come back. I have to have you back. We have to keep with this because – but I want the people to get in touch with you because they need this information. So give us your information.
First of all, the toll-free number, very easy. It's 1-800-876-2733. And if you can't remember the 2733, it stands for credit, C-R-E-D, 1-800-876-CREDIT. Or you can go, and this is what I'm going to suggest, too. You can go right to the website, Credit Rights Expert, creditrightsexpert.com. You actually are going to see, you're going to see the infomercial and the testimonial of a few people. You're going to see a lot there. But then you want special attention. All you have to do is pick up the phone. And sometimes people are surprised. People are surprised. They'll say, I want to talk to the Pearl Polto, and I'm saying, you're speaking to her. And then they get shocked because I'm answering the phone. Well, they shouldn't be shocked. They shouldn't be shocked because you're having a problem, and who am I? Who am I? I'm just a teacher.
Yeah, right, right. All right.
But
to
keep on repeating it, yes.
Yes.
It's 1-800-876-CREDIT or Credit Rights Expert. And I can't thank you enough, Ann. I can't thank you enough because, right, this is God's work.
It really is. He's doing this because he's setting people free, setting people free. And I want to thank you so much. And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
You'll be back when we'll be together. God has brought us together. The other thing I want to do now is talk about the class that I do on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. And that's 3761 Island Avenue. And this is when I teach God's covenant promise of prosperity, why God wants us to prosper, and wisdom in prosperity in the end time. So come to my class on Saturday morning. It's free, 3751 Island Avenue, the Empowerment Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's easy to get to. And you can call me on 215-806-4879. And the other thing that God has opened up right now, and I want to introduce you to this, travel. Do you or anyone you know travel at least occasionally? Or what was the last time you traveled? Did the place pay you? Did the place give you a check when you traveled or vacationed? Were you able to save on your taxes? Well, I want to let you know that there is a business now that you can have all of this. I have a website. It's called Paycation Travel, Ann Strickland, A-N-N-S-T-R-I-C-K-L-A-N-D, cationtravel.com. AnnStrickland.paycation.com. You pull that up, and you'll see on the website, and you go through the link. And this is a home-based business. That's why you get tax deductibles, all kinds. I'm hearing things that I can write off on taxes because of this that I never even thought of. But the good part about it is this is a business where you all work from home and you have fun, you enjoy doing it. Because you can take a trip and earn at the same time while you're traveling and take your family to places you might not have even thought of going or could afford to go to. And in case you don't want to go into it as a business, you go on my website, book your travel, but it's powered by Priceline. This is under Extreme Travel, powered by Priceline. You get the discount and everything. Flight, hotel, sports, cruises, vacations, all kinds of things. And the residual, you can not only pay, they not only get commission, but residual income. So you're winning both ways. It's a win-win situation. So think about all that you've heard tonight. You heard about your credit. You heard about learning why you're supposed to be wealthy. God wants you wealthy because he said, I give you the power to get wealth to establish my covenant. And with that, he says, owe no man anything but to love one another. So you learn how to get out of debt. You're going to learn how you're supposed to be wealthy. And then you're going to see that you can get wealthy. Glory to God. So, Father, we just thank you and we praise you for this opportunity to come before your people to make a whole. This is a whole to me. Everything is coming together. And I thank you that our people, the body of believers, are coming out and into the wealthy place in the name of Jesus, because you've given us the power to get wealth to establish your covenant as you sworn to Abraham, your brothers, so our fathers and me. So I just thank you for listening. You're blessed and highly favored, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Amen.
All right, that's it, girl. We can hang up.
Okay.